We have to. It has to be done. So at the end,
thank you. shining through the stained glass windows. But you know, let's not let that detract from why we're here. We don't need the sunshine because God is there in the sun, he's there in the rain, he's there when it's cloudy and it's miserable, and he's there on the brightest days, whether that's the weather or for us emotionally. God is with us. What a privilege it is for us to be able to come together, meet together, to sing his praise and worship, and to hear his word preached. So it is a glorious morning, and I really want to welcome everybody who's here this morning, both here with us in person and for those of you online. A very good morning. So I think we should be starting with some opening words to help us to really focus our minds on why we're here. Now the words you'll find on the screens, and there'll be somewhere it's just me speaking and somewhere we join together. You don't have to join in with any of the words that you see in front of you. You can, you're absolutely free to just sit and listen if that's the right thing for you. So let's come together and say these words. We've come together in our Father's presence to offer him praise and thanksgiving through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. To offer his praise and thanksgiving through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to ask his forgiveness of our sins, to hear and receive his most holy word, to bring before him the needs of the world, and to seek his grace, that we may give ourselves to his service. Okay, so once we're here, we've got our band behind us. I'm sorry I was a bit off put then by having a bit of a change of mic. And I never think I need it, but apparently it helps with the loop. Anyway, I'm going to hand over to our wonderful band. And we're going to stand and we're going to sing together to his praise and worship. Let's stand, everybody. And I'll hand over to Steve.
Yeah, please stand, everyone.
Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, all the saints adoring, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, lower and on and ever.
Holy with him and cleanses us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're now going to sing another song that just reminds us how great God is. And then our response to that in the second verse, I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord.
Oh,
It's wonderful. It's one of my favourite songs, that one. And it just really helps me to focus on why I'm here and to really think about the Lord Most High. We've got some notices, I think, now. So I'm going to invite Andy to come up and do our notices for us. Do take a seat, everybody.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Can I add my welcome to Pippa's? Some of you will remember when the bishop was with us 3 or 4 weeks ago, he introduced us to a book. Oh, that's better. Yeah, he introduced us to a book which is going to have daily prayers from Easter until the coronation of King Charles III. A number of you have asked me if we're going to get hold of some of those books. We are. They should arrive this coming week. So if you let me know if you want one, I will bring them to church next Sunday, assuming they've arrived. And if you want to make a contribution towards the cost, £1.50 will cover the cost of the book and the postage. So they're daily prayers for the coronation of King Charles III, starting from Easter. Nick. I was hoping to have some introductory music, but it's not going to work. So I'm going to invite Stuart to join me. Some of you, hopefully all of you, know that we're interviewing Stuart later today for the position of our rector. And we thought it would be a good opportunity for you to get to know him a little bit. So I'm going to ask him a few questions to introduce himself to you. The music. So we thought, yeah. So we had the introduction, the theme tune to Mastermind. So I guess it's appropriate we start with name.
Stuart.
Specialist subject.
Chemistry.
Oh.
Okay. Do we want a chemist to be our rector? Yeah, we do. We do. Thank you, Tessa. We do. Okay. So tell us where you're from, because your accent isn't a local Hampshire accent, is it?
No, it's not. Grew up in County Fermanagh, very wet, green part of the world, so I feel like I'm at home this morning, in Northern Ireland. Been in Sheffield for quite a lot, nearly 15, 16 years, with a brief stint in London, training at Theological College there.
Okay, and tell us about your family.
I'm in charge of the mic now. My family, so I'm married to Becky. We have three young children. Henry is 5, Toby is 3, and Annie is 9 months.
Okay. Now, this is a question you might want to think about. Why do you think you might want to come to Sherborne's with Pamba to be our rector? It doesn't need to be a long answer. Just two or three thoughts about why you want to move down to this part of the world.
Thank you. That wasn't on the list that you sent me, Andy, was it? I was going to talk about my favourite food and my favourite holiday destination, but we'll get to that. I love to teach God's word. I feel that the Lord has called me to do that. I've been involved in parish ministry for a number of years as a curate, before that as well, serving in different ways. So I just love opening up the Bible with people, young and old, and seeing people meet the Lord Jesus there, meet him for the first time or grow in him. So I really want to do that. This is where the Lord has called me to look at this present time. We have most of our family, my in-laws, who are wonderful, are in Sussex, so that we'd be a bit closer to them if we were here than we are in Sheffield. So that's one of the reasons why we've been praying and looking in this direction. But ultimately, it's God who's brought me here today, and we'll see what he has for us and for you.
Fabulous. Okay, we'll do some favourites then. Favourite food?
A good curry.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's not curry for lunch. favourite sport?
Football.
Okay. Favourite holiday destination?
France.
France. Ah, we have some people. Yeah. Pip's married to a Frenchman. Favourite type of music?
At the moment, it's mostly the kind of Paw Patrol theme tune that I get to listen to, but I quite enjoy a bit of folk music, that kind of, yeah.
Okay, and finally, your favourite verse from Scripture.
Oh wow, this wasn't on the list either.
We didn't want to make it too easy for
yeah.
you. This is an interview, remember?
Yes.
This is preparation for the real interview this afternoon.
One that always kind of comes to mind when I'm asked this sort of question. I mean, so many wonderful things. But 2 Corinthians 20, verse 1, where God says that every promise is made yes in Jesus. So it's a short, simple verse, but every promise God has ever made has been made yes in the Lord Jesus.
Okay, thank you, Stuart. Now, Stuart is going to stay for tea and coffee after, or tea or coffee, probably not both, after the service. So do introduce yourself to him. But please remember, his proper interview is this afternoon. So don't grill him too much. That wouldn't be fair on him. But before we let Stuart sit down, Stuart is going to preach this morning, by the way. So you'll get to hear him, hear his wonderful Northern Irish accent again. But before we let him sit down, let's pray for him.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for bringing Stuart safely to us this morning. We pray that your hand will be over the process that we're going through just now. And if it is your will that Stuart comes to serve you in this parish, we ask that the process will go smoothly and efficiently. But if you have a different purpose for him, we pray too that that will be made clear quickly so that Stuart and Becky, Henry, Toby and Annie can find their new home and settle in quickly. Mm. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
Children. Thank you very much, Stuart. So I think we're going to turn to the time where we confess our sins. It's really important, isn't it, that we recognise that actually none of us are perfect. That actually we get it wrong sometimes, don't we, in the things that we think, in the things that we say, in the things that we do. And they may be small things, they may be real big whoppers. But we all get it wrong and we all fall short. But the good thing is that we can come to God week by week and know and have such confidence that our sins are forgiven. So we're going to say together the confession. There will be some words in yellow as well to follow. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins to God, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wrongdoing. Together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we admit that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with all our hearts, nor have we loved our neighbours as ourselves. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, you forgive all who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all of our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And bring to us your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Now, we're a bit low on children today, and we were debating, that's why I've had a couple of conversations as to whether we should do the spot. But we have got a couple, so I'm going to go for it anyway. Because, you know, I've been at my craft bag. Those who know me will know that I have a bag. It's called Pippa's Bag, and in it contains everything that you need to entertain children. And I've got some sellotape, and I've got some bits of paper. And in the spot series, we've been talking about ways that Jesus is described in the Bible. Now, I'm just wondering if I could probably just do with one smaller person and somebody to have a read. I'm just wondering whether or not Matilda might come. Do you want to come down with me? I'm just wondering. Come on, Matilda. Round of applause for Matilda, because she's a champion of champions, aren't you? Sith is my champion. Now, Matilda, I think what we're going to do is we're going to stick this here. And I have a feeling that it will fall down because of the damp in the building. But we're not going to worry about that, because there's a little pin there as well. And we're going to play a game of higher and lower. Okay? Higher and lower. So we're going to ask the people. We're going to hold this up really high. Now, we're thinking about names and titles that Jesus has. But I'm just wondering where we think these people sit in the higher or lower. So what about this person? Hold it up. Hold it up so everybody can see. What about a judge? So should we put them, do they go sort of fairly high, quite high, about here? Okay, let's start about there. Okay, now, a scientist. We've got one in the room, a chemist. So higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower, okay, lovely, thank you. Just to make you feel welcome, Stuart, we've made you lower. Okay, next one, doctor. Higher or lower? Higher, okay. You want to be careful, you know. You don't know who's in the room, Doctor. I know we've got one in the room. Okay, next one. This is a very... I just want you all to just think about this really carefully. Nurse. Higher or lower? Nurse. At the top. Oh, you're so generous. I don't want to feel... What do you think, Matilda? Do you think nurses should be really high? I think so. But about there, what do you reckon, Matilda? What about this one? Can you hold this one up really high for me? There's some of these in the room too. That says teachers. We've got some of those in the room. What about, I think we've even got a head teacher in the room. What about teachers? Should we put them? I think they're quite higher. They are important, aren't they? None of us would be here without them, everybody. What about an MP?
Lower.
We're going to go down here for MP. Can you help me? Can you stick it on for me, darling? Oh, you're Pippa's dropped it. That's very low. Maybe we leave them there. Maybe that is just... what about a policeman? What about a policeman? Oops. Higher. So can you stick that one on for me, darling? There's a good girl. Thank you so much. Police, we think, are a bit higher. There we are. Can you push that on for me? Well done, you're so helpful. Okay. Now, my son said I needed to put this on. He said influencer, but I wasn't sure I really knew what that was. What about it's a blogger, an influencer. Bottom, yeah. I think if we had teenagers, bloggers and influencers, do they go a bit high, really? Higher than the MP. Okay, thank you very much. We're nearly there, I promise. What about a movie star? What about movie stars? Lower, okay. I was going to do a football player, but I ran out of paper. They'd have been pretty. Right, a movie star. Okay, so I'm going to come to the end. What about, this is very important, hold that one up, particularly over there, look, so that Mrs. Harding can see. A church warden.
Higher!
A church warden, higher. Very wise, everybody, given where we are at the moment.
Higher!
Higher than a nurse? Nothing should be higher than a nurse. What about one of those? Hold that up for me. A vicar. What about the vicar? Where does he go? Higher. Oh, okay. That's really good. Higher than a judge?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Hold that one up. I've done it in purple, but he's not here, which is a shame. The bishop. Where does he go? In the middle somewhere. I love it. Shall we put him? I mean, if it's a shame the bishop's not here, but you can all share it with him later. Perhaps we can take a photograph. There we are, the bishop. But one of the titles, thank you so much, my darling. You've been brilliant. Run back to mummy. There are many roles and responsibilities that we have in life, aren't there? But one of the titles that Jesus gives himself is the Most High. And actually, all of these jobs, it's going to collapse. It doesn't matter. You see, Jesus doesn't see any of the hierarchy that we see. And he's the Most High. And I can't jump high enough to put Jesus high enough as the Most High. People built towers, the Tower of Babel. People built towers to try and reach God. They thought if they could reach him and get as important or as high as him, they could be like him. But they couldn't. And nor can we. Jesus was there at the beginning. He will be there at the end. And he is there now. Jesus is the Most High. And we should rejoice and clap our hands, which is what it says in Psalm 47, just verses 1 and 2, which I've left over there, so I'm not going to read it because I can't remember it. But Jesus is the Most High. And it doesn't matter about the worldly order and structure that we might give, because actually we're all the same. Jesus came and died for all of us. He is the Most High. He's the Lord of all. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you that you are the Most High, the Lord of all. Thank you that you came to save us. Thank you that we can always turn and trust in you and know that you are above all things, seen and unseen. Amen. It's always good after a spot to have a children's song. And do you know what? They make all of us smile, don't they, the children's songs? They're not just for children, actually, because the words are as true for young people as they are for us. It's just that the beat's a little bit faster and it's a little bit more fun. So I'm going to hand over to my amazing gang there.
Well, you've handed over. Right.
I'm handing over, Steve, in your own time.
There are some actions with this. Watch
Helen.
Helen and Jenny, and if I remember my name, and me.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Just run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord, Most High. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord.
thank you so much, singing group. I love the Actions, don't you? They kind of, you know, get your heartbeat up. absolutely. Now, children, if you, we've got a handful of children. The bell tower will be open. If you want to just go down and get yourself some colouring sheets, or you can sit in, and then Caroline will be there. So we'll let our team, our young people's team, go now if they want to. Perfect. And just as they leave, we're going to put up something called the Apostles' Creed. And we're going to, I'm going to ask you to just really think about these words. This is about us saying what we believe. And it will be true for some, but I suspect not true for all, and that is absolutely fine. But it's really important that we say these words together. We listen to these words, and we really get them into our hearts and our minds. It's really important. So we're going to stand and we're going to say these words together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please sit. And now we're going to come to a time of prayer. And we're first of all going to say the prayer that Jesus taught us, and the words for that will come up on the screen. And we say these words together. And then I will do a short prayer for today. And then I will invite Nick to come and pray for us. So if I can have the words of the Lord's Prayer. Thank you. So let's say these words together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And this is the collect for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, hast delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory through Christ Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us carry on praying. Dear Lord, as the week closes and another begins, we give thanks for all the good things that have happened to us during the last 7 days. There has been a successful PCC meeting. The collective worship in the church, in the school, looked at the Last Supper. And we now have the joy of welcoming Stuart to our service today. Lord, you are great. Thank you. But the week has also been tinged with sadness, with the funeral of John and the funeral tomorrow of Gordon Banks. Lord, even in death, you are supportive. We know these kind servants of yours are with you already. Please continue to support their loved ones who are missing them so dearly. Lord, thank you. Through all these events, we see your love for us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to realize again the love that you give to all of us and that we have for each other. Help us to remember these words from Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are now every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let us now pray for our world today. There are many conflicts underway. And we think of your people in Ukraine or Syria or Yemen or all the other trouble spots around the world. World leaders have met this week, and we ask that you are with the Russian and the Chinese leaders as they plan their country's futures. And today we also think about the people in Mississippi who have been devastated by the tornado that just whipped through many parts of that country. We pray for all the people in these countries and ask that you minimize all suffering and loss. We turn now to our own country. We quietly hope that the season of strikes and unhappy workers is coming to an end, and that our country will once again move forwards and assume its rightful place as a safe haven for all people and an efficient place for businesses to do business and for people to live. Give our leaders the strength and the courage to address matters and not to be disheartened and downcast by the criticisms they may receive. And we also this morning pray for the Church of England, and we pray that sense may prevail and a satisfactory outcome be reached in their internal squabbles and battles, Lord. We think now of our own mission partners, and this week we think of all of them. So we think of Prison Fellowship, Money Lifeline and Cedar Tree, and for all the volunteers that make these organisations so important. We also think of the Andersons in Bolivia and the Ballingers in Japan. Lord, please be with them and strengthen and support them in their work for you. We now turn to our own church community, and we ask that you keep everyone safe. We look forward to hearing from Stuart today, and we pray that we are nearing the end of our search for our next spiritual leader. Please, Lord, be with him as he speaks to us today, and be in our hearts as we listen to your word. And finally, Lord, in a moment of quiet, we hold up to you all those who are suffering and in need of your love and comfort. As we look forward to the future, we ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, to his power and glory. And we remember, as it says in Psalm 20, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Nick. And if I can ask for our first reading, I think the readings have changed. I think it's Jenny. I apologise.
The first reading is taken from Jeremiah 32, and it's on page 795 in the Pew Bible. That's Jeremiah chapter 32, and I'm reading verses 37 to 41. I will surely gather them from all the lands where I banished them in my furious anger and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety. They will be my people and I will be their God. I will give them singleness of heart and action so that they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to fear me so that they will never turn away from me. I will rejoice in doing them good and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from John chapter 17, and beginning at verse 20, and that's on page 1085. That's John 17, verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jenny and Liz, for those readings. And now it gives me the pleasure to invite Stuart to come and preach to us.
Thank you, Pippa. Is my mic on okay? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Great.
And me.
I've got one here. Is this one, is it working? Great. Lovely. It's really great to be with you this morning. Thank you for welcoming me. I look forward to chatting to some more of you, hopefully over a coffee as well. But we come now to God's word. Let me just say a prayer for all of us that God would speak into each of our hearts. Lord God, we do thank you so much that you are not silent, that you speak, and we pray that you would help us to listen. Help us to listen, and would you open our hearts to receive what it is you are saying to each one of us this morning. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. And I've been told I need to look at the camera as well, so I'll try and do that too. We all love to feel like we belong, don't we? It's a great feeling like we belong somewhere. Whether it's at work, maybe as part of our family, in our neighbourhoods, or as part of our church communities. Belonging is what God made us for, isn't it? He made us for meaningful relationships, for community. But I wonder, have you ever felt like you don't really belong somewhere? Sometimes it's called imposter syndrome, where you are somewhere and everyone else seems to know where everything is, seem to know everybody else, and you just feel a little bit left out. Perhaps because you're new to a new workplace, or you've moved into a new neighbourhood. It can be a really difficult feeling, feeling a bit lost, like we don't belong. Well, I'm pleased to report to you, I've not felt that way this morning. I'm new, but I'm very glad to have been so warmly welcomed by all of you. We do love to belong, though, don't we? We were made to belong. And this whole idea of belongingness is one that is very much on Jesus' heart. And we see that it is on Jesus' heart as he prays to his Father in the very moments before he's betrayed and arrested. Now, understand you've been listening in to this amazing prayer of Jesus to his Father over these last few weeks. And this morning we come to the end of it, to his closing words, to the very last words of Jesus to his Father before he's taken from his followers in such a devastating way in just a few moments' time. Knowing what's about to happen, because Jesus knew what was going to happen, he closes his prayer by bringing you to his Father, by bringing me to his Father, and everyone who has ever believed in him and in his message. In verse 20, if you're able to look down, you'll see he says, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. At this critical moment, as Jesus' death looms larger than it ever has so far, he pours his heart out to his Father, and on his heart is you and me. Isn't that an amazing thought this morning? So what does he want for us? What does he pray for us? Well, it's all there in verse 21. and then unpacked a bit as the prayer continues. So just look with me at verse 21. Jesus says, "That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Jesus wants us to belong to each other. He prays that all of them may be one, and to belong to God. He prays, may they also be in us. And he doesn't pray that we'll belong so that we can then kind of close ranks and be a holy huddle. No, he prays that we will belong so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus wants us to belong in such a way that the world out there will want to belong too. So what does it mean for us today that this is what Jesus prayed for us? Well, let's look firstly at what it means for Jesus to pray for us to belong to each other. There are some people, aren't there, that just belong together. You can probably think of people that you just can't imagine one without the other. In the kind of celebrity world, you might think of Ant and Dec, or if you're of a different generation, Morecambe and Wise, perhaps you're thinking of someone else. But in our kind of day-to-day lives too, those people who, they're just, that you can't imagine one without the other. Maybe you have a relationship like that. You just belong with someone else. But no relationship that we have or that we know can ever compare to the strength of the bond between God the Father and God the Son. There is no deeper unity. There is no stronger bond than the eternal union between Father and Son. But that bond is the kind of unity that Jesus wants us to have. And when I say us, when I say belong to each other, Jesus is really clear here that he's talking about all those who believe in him. All those who have believed in him through the message of his disciples, through God's word. Which means that he's not praying for us to belong in this sense, to belong with, to be one with those who don't believe in him, who don't believe in his message. Now, maybe you are here this morning and you wouldn't count yourself as one who believes in Jesus. Well, if that's you, then I think I can say on behalf of the church family here, you are very welcome. And can I encourage you to listen, to keep listening, and to listen in and hear what is on offer to you. Hear what is on offer to anyone who will believe. Because what we get when we take the step of putting our trust in Jesus, becoming a disciple of Jesus, we become part of a community of belonging, a community that stretches down through the ages and right across the world, as well as being seen locally in a place like this. A community that Jesus prays, if you look with me at verse 23, he says, may be brought to complete unity. Complete oneness, complete belonging, nobody left out. What a thought that is. Now, I don't know what your experience of church has been like, but I imagine for most of us, when we hear Jesus pray this prayer, we can think of times when it very much seems like his Father has heard him and is answering him. We can think of times when we have experienced and we have seen this kind of unity, and it's a wonderful thing. But perhaps if we're honest, we can also maybe think of times when we're wondering, did Jesus' Father hear him? Is he answering this prayer? Complete unity throughout the church can seem like a very long way off.
So how is hearing that this is what Jesus prayed meant to help us this morning? Well, I think that first and foremost, the takeaway for us is that we should be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, we should take heart. The Father did hear the Son, and he is answering his prayer. And so when we find it difficult to feel like we belong, Jesus has prayed for us to belong. When we find it hard to help others belong, Jesus prayed for us and for them. When unity might seem like a distant dream, Jesus prayed for it. It's not a distant dream. It is a sure and certain hope. It's always so encouraging, isn't it, when we receive a message from someone. We might be going through a tough time and they send us a text and say, look, I'm praying for you. Or over coffee, we're talking about something and someone just says, look, can I pray for you? I am praying for you. It's a wonderful thing to be able to pray for one another. Well, here we have a message from Jesus saying, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for your unity. I'm praying that you would belong to each other. Jesus prays that we would belong to each other. He also prays that we would belong to God forever. So verse 21, which we've looked at, he says, may they also be in us, in God. Later on in verse 24, he says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me, where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Jesus' heart's desire for us, for you, is to belong to him, to be with him. Not just to come to him from time to time, not just to be his guest once a week. Jesus wants us to belong to God forever and always. Seeing the glory that he has had for all eternity, as if we had been there the whole time too, as if we had never turned our backs to him and wandered our own way. Do you remember the older son in Jesus' famous story that he told about the prodigal son? The older son is the one that's kind of often forgotten, the one just right at the end of the passage. He was the one who he'd stayed with his father. He'd worked hard while his younger brother was off squandering everything his father had given him. He had worked obediently and faithfully for years, and then when his brother comes back, he is furious that his father welcomes him back with open arms. He doesn't belong here anymore. He's an imposter. How could you do that? Well, instead of an older brother like that, we have an older brother in Jesus who, as God's perfect son, says to his father, I want them to be with us. I want them to be where I am, the best place we could ever be. I want them home. Not because they deserve it, not because they've earned it, not because they've impressed me with their gifts and their service. No, Jesus wants us to be with him, the perfect Son of God, wants us to be with him, everyone who believes in him, to belong to him because he loves us. And the takeaway that I get from this, again, brothers and sisters, I think we're meant to be encouraged. I think Jesus wants us to take heart. When God feels far away, remember that Jesus prayed that we would be with him, that we would belong to him. When we start to doubt whether we deserve to be in relationship with our Father in heaven, Jesus wants us there. He prayed for us to be there. Jesus prays for us to belong to each other. He prays for us to belong to God. And he prays these things just as he's about to be betrayed. Just as he's about to experience what it's like not to belong. What it's like to be abandoned by his closest followers, betrayed by one of them, rejected, and then beaten and ultimately killed on a cross outside the city. All of which he did so that the answer to this prayer could be guaranteed. He went through all of that so that we could be brought near, so that we could belong. The Father is answering this prayer. A prayer which echoes, doesn't it, the wonderful promises that we heard in Jeremiah. Those promises that God made all those years before. They will be my people. I will be their God. I will rejoice in doing good to them. I will give them singleness of heart. Believers in Jesus, take heart. Be encouraged. The one you believe in has prayed for you, and his prayer is being answered. But as I come to a close, there is one more takeaway for us. And it's there in verse 21, in verse 23. Jesus says, so that the world may believe that you've sent me. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. There's a world of people out there who want to belong. We all want to belong. And there are all kinds of places that people look for it. But there is only one place that we can find true belonging. Belonging that will last forever. Belonging that will truly satisfy. And that's with God and with his people. So let us make sure that as we strive to grow in our belonging to each other, in our belonging to God, that we do so in a way that is outward facing, that looks out to the world and invites them in. Let's make sure that we let the world see, that we invite our friends and our families, our neighbors, to see and to experience what true belonging looks like. Let's pray for opportunities, even this week, to share with them just how good it is to belong as part of God's people. Just how good it is to know that we belong to God forever. And we can then be part of the Father's answer to his Son's prayer. As we show the world what true belonging looks like, and as we invite them to belong to the God who sent his Son to die for them, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, eternal belonging with God forever. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we thank you so much that you heard your Son, that you heard his prayer, and you have answered him, you are answering him. Help us, we pray, to be encouraged, to take heart as we strive towards this wonderful picture of belonging to each other, and as we remember that by your grace we belong to you. Please help us, we pray, to be outward facing. Help us to show the world what it looks like to belong to you and to invite them in. We pray all of this for your glory in the name of your Son. Amen.
Thank you, Stuart. Lots of words to ponder and really think about. And let's do that while we stand and let's sing. Sing to this amazing God to whom we belong.
You're the Word of God the Father, since before the world began. Every star and every planet have been fashioned by your hand. All creation holds together by the power of
over you, the enormity of what they actually tell us and say. In Christ alone, my hope is found. My strength, my song, its cornerstone, its solid ground, found through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Of Christ I live.
there in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
No power of hell,
power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ.
Thank you so much, Music Group. They've been brilliant this morning. I really hope that you've had a really encouraging and uplifting service this morning, that you're going to go away with the words from Stuart talking to us and the words of the songs that we've sung together and that we've prayed together. And this is, you know, being a Christian, knowing the Lord isn't just for a Sunday, it's for every day. And I pray that this will sustain you and keep you this week. And perhaps to end, shall we say the grace to each other? I think that would be a really good way to end. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please do stay for teas and coffees. Do have a chat and enjoy a few moments together. Thank you.
No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power.